You're listening to the Hidden Killers Podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Rebecca Grossman, the socialite, 60-year-old co-founder of Grossman Burn Foundation, convicted now of murder and other charges following that fatal car crash that claimed the lives of two young boys in a residential neighborhood in California. She was found guilty on two counts each of second-degree murder and vehicular manslaughter with gross negligence, along with one count of hit and run resulting in death. Jury could have opted for a lesser charge, such as vehicular manslaughter or ordinary negligence, but they went all the way, probably for good reason. The victims, Jacob Iskander, who was 8, and Mark Iskander, who was 11, struck and killed by Grossman's vehicle as they crossed the street at a marked crosswalk in their Westlake Village neighborhood, September 29th of 2020. The verdict delivered after 2 days of deliberations was met with mixed emotions in the courtroom. Nancy Iskander, the mother of the victims, expressed both grief and relief, stating that she attended the court proceedings and felt like reliving the funeral of her boys every single day. This decision underscores our commitment to holding accountable those who drive with total disregard for human life, stated the district attorney's office, commending the jury for its ruling. During the trial, it was revealed that Grossman was allegedly engaging in a high-speed race with former Los Angeles Dodgers pitcher Scott Erickson at speeds exceeding 80 miles an hour in a 45-mile-an-hour zone. Grossman reportedly continued driving after striking the children, only stopping a quarter mile away when her engine finally cut off. Had it not been for that, she probably would have kept going. Grossman's defense argued that she was traveling at a lower speed and that Erickson's vehicle was the first to strike the boys. However, prosecutors contended that Grossman's actions, including drinking cocktails with Erickson before the race, demonstrated a reckless regard for human life. As the verdict was read in court, Grossman's daughter, Alexis, expressed shock and sorrow while her teenage brother shook visibly. Grossman's lead attorney, Tony Busby, announced plans to appeal the decision, citing alleged errors in the case. Of course he did. The sentencing for Rebecca Grossman now scheduled for April 10th, where she faces up to 34 years to life in state prison. What do you think?
It makes me so sad. And I don't even, if he hit the kids or she hit the kids, they were racing 80 miles an hour. This family's, the kids are on their rollerblades, they're out exercising, they're in a crosswalk.
And they've been drinking and racing.
Yeah. They're going 35 miles above the speed limit. And they hit these two children. Like, it's obvious that she hit them because her car was disabled. And I had read someplace where her airbag had actually deployed.
Yeah.
Now, he, I don't know what's up with him. Maybe he had something to do with it, but I don't know that he's never been charged or anything. He didn't even testify in this trial. And I think he should be accountable for it, too, because they were both speeding and racing each other.
Yeah, I'd be curious.
Doesn't it seem like he has some culpability in it?
I would certainly think so.
Had he not, you know, the but-for thing, had he not been racing her, the kids could still be alive. You know, it's just like if they'd have just left and driven regularly, these kids would be alive.
And that's the problem with this is that people look at them and go, well, they didn't intend to do that. I'm sorry, if you decide that you're going to go racing in a public area at 80 miles an hour where there's crosswalks, you have to consider that people may die, that may be the outcome of your race. That it's not just going to be a race down the road and one's going to win and one's not. No, that's not necessary. You have to consider all of the possible options. Most people don't do that. So
I feel bad for everybody. Yeah. I feel bad for her children. Like, that's horrific. Yeah. I feel bad for them. But this poor mother and father witnessed their two kids get struck by a car. She was responsible. I also think this baseball player guy was responsible. And if it wasn't for their actions, these two kids would still be alive.
Yeah, I agree. I don't really have a lot of pity for her or him. I think they are just ignorant to their actions and didn't consider the big picture of life. It wasn't just a race.
Thinking about themselves.
100%. And ultimately, it's that selfishness, that thinking about yourself, that narcissism that essentially took the lives of these two kids.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.